let me start here with two great magazine articles, both of them brought to my attention by my girlfriend.
Okay.
Last night, she was over. Oh, boy. She and I, she's a really good girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
Janet Adrian. You know, Rob, why are you applauding for her?
It was gratuitous applause for the comment, the nice comment about the girlfriend.
But you don't like women.
Yeah, but if I had to rank them, I'd put her towards the top.
All right. Right. There is no higher praise than that.
So anyway, boy,
that dripped with sincerity, didn't it?
Dripped with something.
My God.
She and I can ride that roller coaster. She's got a job, and she's very successful in her field, and she's got a big deal coming up. You know, one of these, you know, home run out of the park deals type thing that she's got coming up, and she's uptight about that. And by the time I had arrived home last night, Wednesday night is normally the night that she comes over and we hang out, and she's nice enough to make me dinner, and it's a nice thing. And then then she leaves, and I go to bed, and it's a very nice routine that we're in.
Right.
I got there, and she was very manic. She said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I just walked in 2 seconds before you did. I can't believe I left the office today, and then I forgot the thing about the deal. I had to go back to get the thing about the deal, and then I had to go walk the dog, and then I didn't have time to go to the store." And I said, whoa, you know, slow down. Daddy's home. Slow down. Have a drink and just chill out. I said, "You don't have to make dinner." "Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It will make me happy to make dinner." And I said,
That relaxes some people.
Well, she said this as she was really shaking.
I mean, I know cooking relaxes.
Shaking like she's got the palsy. She was standing there really like,
wow.
And she said, "Let me," and then she turned. And
Eating it actually relaxes me even more.
She wanted to grab something, and she accidentally knocked her purse off the off the counter. And she said, Oh my God.
Oh, she had a meltdown.
The last straw.
She was running upstairs. Running upstairs. Right?
Wow. Stressful day at the office.
I've been in the house less than 3 minutes.
Was her purse full of explosive gel?
So she goes back downstairs. And I say, what the frig is going on with you? And she said, Nothing. I'm fine. I'm fine. Let me make dinner. And I said, okay, whatever you like, whatever you want. She said, "You know what you could do? Would you please make me a drink?" And I said, "F you." Now, that was a joke.
Yeah. You right? said, I mean, because it's obviously a perfectly reasonable request.
Right.
You said it to be funny.
She said it very politely. She was in an awful mood.
But she's in that stress way, she probably missed it.
She's just standing by the she's standing by the stove or wherever, you know, the microwave, and she's you know, "Would you please, if you have a second, just make me a drink? That would be great." I said, "F you."
And did you exhale when you said it?
It was just like, "F you." And she went, "What?" And I said, "Hello, Joe." You know, I said, "Really, do you think I'm really going to say F you?" And then, you know, there's that awkward moment. And then I left, and I made her beverage.
Yeah.
And then we sat down. And now I've been dating her. About 7-8 months, something like that. And she's my girlfriend and all. But as we were sitting down last night, I said, "Shouldn't we really discuss, you know, what's going on inside that brain of yours? You know, because we haven't talked about, you know, why you're hanging out emotionally on a shingle." And she said, "After dinner." It was like everything was focused on this goddamn dinner.
Right.
And I said,
"Was it a good dinner?"
"I don't know, Mike. I didn't have it." Because, I said to her, and I was not busting her balls. I said, by this time, it was like 9:30. I said, "I'm not hungry anyway. And besides, by this time, I really shouldn't eat this late anyway."
Too late to eat.
I said, "What I would really rather do is what I wanted to do when I came home 2 hours ago, ask you what the frig is going on with you and have you just tell me. I don't want to have dinner first. I'm not hungry." And listen, I wasn't a total jerk. I said, like, "Thank you for making dinner. I appreciate it."
Did you wrap it up?
Oh, yeah.
Go to waste.
Well, it got wrapped up. It got wrapped up,
and
then
we find out what it was.
Oh no, it was that chicken Chesapeake I like so bad.
Yeah, okay. All right, that doesn't keep real well. You might want to eat that tonight.
I will. I'll have it tonight.
Okay.
So we were sitting at the kitchen table, and we were talking, and you know, it's that thing where one thing leads to another thing, and I said to her, I said, "Well, congratulations." She said, what? I said, we just might as well be married. And she said, what do you mean by that? Because she had like half tears in her eyes, and it really caught her off guard. She didn't understand my meaning. I said, because we're sitting here like married people going through this crap, because you have to go through this crap because you're married to the person and that's part of the deal. I said, you know, I care about you, et cetera, et cetera. But that's you know, I said, this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So what it is you're exiting the honeymoon period, and you're actually verbalizing it, which a lot of people don't do.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's very honest, and I'm very honest as well. And good. And
that can do no good in a relationship.
No, I disagree, Mike. No.
Hey, what do I know, right?
I disagree.
No, I'm kidding.
It worked for me and Frieda. It worked for me and Janet. So we talked some more, and then she left.
Mm-hmm. And everything's
fine. I should clear up that I was making a little joke there about the honesty thing. I didn't mean that seriously, just in case anyone's listening.
Yes, everything is more than fine. Mm-hmm. You know, and part of it is, actually, I have to tell you, after being married to Frieda for almost 25 years,
right.
Yeah, and loving every minute of it, but, you know, I was, you know, like every guy, you know, under her thumb, mm-hmm. there is a part of me that I really try to keep under control, but it is just...
What part is that you try to keep under control?
The part where you actually stand up and say what you think,
mm-hmm.
Which, as you know, when you're married for a long time...
You keep that in check.
You could. I mean, you can't say to somebody,
right.
You know, like, I couldn't have pictured myself after 24 years, after 20 years, after a year of marriage with Frieda, sitting there and saying, hey listen... This is not what I signed up for. Mm. You know, come on. No. Cut the crap. I mean,
right.
There's no way. But
you couldn't do that.
But you know what? Here's the thing. It's called leverage. And I've got it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have it before. I mean, she's got it as well.
Right.
I would say the exact same thing. I'd say the exact same thing to my girlfriend. She's got leverage, too.
By leverage, you mean what?
By leverage, I mean... Oh, so you know what you're doing? You're being a bad man now.
Why? I'm asking.
Because you're...
I'm not trying to lead you down anything you don't want
to
say.
This is going to come out a way that I don't want it to come out.
Yeah. I think I know what you mean.
By leverage, what I mean is...
Both could go your separate ways at the drop of a hat.
Because I'm a single successful guy and she's a single successful chick.
So it's equal.
That's exactly what I mean.
Right. You like what each other brings to the table. You enjoy it. You're not at the stage now where, you know, first of all, there's nothing formal.
No.
And, you know, you're not at the stage now.
Did I scream that loud enough?
I think we all got it.
And I mean, I understand that what it is you're honest because you're not that concerned about it. It doesn't have all the ramifications that something would have if you were married for a long time.
Neither one of you is legally obligated to take crap.
Yes, and I make a point when I say something like that to her, mm-hmm. you know, I say, you know, you can give it back to me, and
right.
and not that she hasn't,
right?
She certainly has. She's belted out a few out of the park my way. So last night was an interesting night. It was, I guess she's officially my girlfriend now.
So did it end well? Did everything end okay?
Yes, everything. Of course, everything ended fine. I mean, everything always ends fine. I mean, you know. All she really wanted was, you know, she just wanted a hug, and she just wanted, you know, someone to say, oh, mm-hmm. you know, you had a bad day, and I understand that. Oh, and Rob, we could really use that song right now.
Yeah, because she obviously did have a tough day. She was pretty stressed out.
Have a bad day.
Mine's gone very well today, incidentally.
Good.
Your day?
Yeah, today's much better than yesterday was. Or was it the day before? What's the day you played me the song? 2 days ago, I think.
Yeah.
Two days ago. Yeah.
We're good. Thanks for the update. Now, why'd you roll your eyes?
Because, you know, I mean, they're all the same, basically.
It's kind of a blur.
They're all going to be the same for a while.
All of the days are the same?
Yeah, they're all going to be the same for a while. I can't really talk.
Anyway, it was a unique experience with Janet and I.
Well, you're growing. What you're doing is you're growing, and that's nice. That's the way it works. Relationships grow, you know. That's what happens, you know.
So anyway, she we talked afterwards, and you know, and I'm not so proud that I won't tell you I apologized. I said, you know, I'm
good for you.
I'm trying to learn here, you know, work. But I'm not a mind reader.
Right.
You know, and I said, you know, God knows with Frieda, we broke through that wall right away. You know, just let's just lay the cards on the table.
Right.
You know, just whatever it is, just lay it out there.
Get it
just
out there.
Just save the time. I mean, it was not the best night ever, but she made up for it today.
I think I've learned that saying what you feel in a relationship and cutting through that crap is a very positive thing, because it really, you might have some tension at a certain point, but overall, I think in the long run, it relieves the tension.
Well, I had my tension relieved today.
Did you?
You get what I'm saying.
Oh, congratulations.
You understand what I'm saying.
Good for you.
And not the usual way.
Good for you.
Not the usual way. With another person.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm saying.
It's a hell of a lot better, isn't it?
That's right.
Really is a lot better.
Yeah.
You feel more normal that way.
I think so.
You don't feel like a dirty boy.
Like an audience?
See. Yeah, with Big Ed from next door.
That's nice.
He likes to watch.
Well, who doesn't?
He likes to watch. No, I mean, she's a sweet woman, and she felt bad, and I called her this morning, and I said, don't worry about the day ahead, blah, 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 blah. And I said, you know, so if you're not, if you're, like, been between appointments or something, you know, if you want to, like, swing by for maybe like something
that's the best
something yeah. that didn't happen last night
that's the right. best
yeah
that is the best
everything's fine
oh good
everything's, sounds like it.
Everything's fine
it helps
we're good.
And this was also my long-winded point on this. She also then said to me, she reads a lot of magazines, and she said, there are two articles I'm surprised that you have not talked about on your show. And again, I'm defensive, hold off with the, with the show prep, okay? Uh-huh. Please, take a step back from the curb. I'm the professional. You are a new listener.
Right.
I could tell her that.
So she said, well, okay, you probably know best, she said, but then again, I'm sure that you have seen the Us magazine that has Leah Remini on the cover that says, how I lost 80 pounds while she still looks like a fat ass.
She's got it. She's got you there right away.
And I said, well, no, I hadn't seen that. And then she gave me this one. And she said, oh, or maybe you haven't seen the new Esquire that has the article, what it feels like to have two vaginas. A real article by a real woman.
Wow.
And I said, no, I've...
She has two?
No, not Janet.
I meant the article.
The article.
But the woman in the
article,
yes.
That's not a figurative statement. That's a literal.
No, this is new.
That means two taints.
So here we go. Are you ready?
Maybe not.
Actually, it doesn't. You know, this
probably
is,
not.
No?
I think we can most likely read this on the air. I think that we can.
We can maybe dance around the difficult parts.
We can work our way through this.
Rob's cheeks are starting to get flushed. You looked it over? Okay.
He sanitized it.
No, that's no guarantee.
He read it in the bathroom. Alone.
Him looking doesn't mean me reading it, so be advised.
Oh, my God, that's so cool, because they'd want to have sex with both sides.
Hello?
There's nothing here we can't see. Hello there, Janet Adrian.
Hello.
Hi, Janet.
Hello. Hi, Janet.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello. Just want to just check in. I was just talking about last night, talking about today.
Thank you for pulling me off the ledge.
Thanks for dinner, and thanks for
who
the
who doesn't
articles.
Get on the ledge in this fast-paced life we lead? Who doesn't get on the ledge once in a while? Don't we all get on the ledge? I mean, if you're working and you're slaying the dragon, you got stuff to do, everybody has those.
But really, just for future reference, if you have a bad day at work, if you have a bad day at work... I hate this goddamn song.
Oh,
and yet, I swear to God.
We part company there. I love it.
Oh, it's going to make me cry.
If you've had a bad day at work, you kick up the leaves. Pick up that Thai food or pick up that Chinese food. Don't sit there like a crazy lady making food like your life depended on it. Please.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. I'm just waiting for him to say you had a bad day. When does he say that?
It's
another bar.
What, Janet?
I'm having a very good day today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well.
Thanks to you.
Well, no, thanks to you.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Thank you.
You hear what I'm saying? Thank
yes.
you.
Okay, Dr. Don.
No, thank you. You may call me by my real name on the radio if you like.
Okay.
You could call me Mr. Source.
Had a bad day.
Like at home. Just like at home.
Source. I might call you that myself.
All right,
it's
sweetie.
My pleasure.
Okay,
it's my pleasure.
We can stop saying that. And got the articles, so we're set. We got the magazines. We're all set. Thank you for those tips.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it. And
okay.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye. Don't do anything crazy. Don't do anything crazy.
He's gone now.
So anyway,
gone now.
So we have all that, and then you know, I'm ready to give her like a boatload of attitude, like, because this was in the middle of the fighting last night.
Right.
I was like, you know, please don't think you can feed me show prep ideas, mm-hmm. please. You know, right. Do I tell you, you know, how to go out and sell salami?
Right.
You know, please.
She's the best in the country.
Can I say salami queen?
A promer.
So that's so flattering. So from Esquire magazine.
Yes.
This is a rather short piece, but a true story, what it's like to have two vaginas.
Fascinating.
This is from the August issue, brand new issue, and thank you, Janet, for finding this mm-hmm. and writing it.
No.
Let me see.
Hey.
What it feels like to have two vaginas. By Anonymous.
Sure.
Hey,
age 41, uh-huh. record company executive.
Really?
As told Chris Newtall Smith.
I have two vaginas. This is Jim Elliott.
No, I'll be kidding, Jim, if you're listening. You know that? You were. You're not a record company executive anymore.
No.
This could have been written years ago, though. When he was 41.
Hey, now, Mike, come on. Mike,
come on, that's out of the line. It's over the line, Mike.
Let's bury that, Mike.
Knock it off. Not funny.
When can I get a reservation at Old Mara's?
When we have men with two vagina night.
No, I'm just, look, I don't mean anything by that. I love you.
If you give me a free meal, I will drive from New York City.
We will have cream spinach on the menu for you, James Tiberius Elliott.
Oh. Okay, what it feels like to have two vaginas.
This is great.
Let's talk about this instead of the fact that now when you go to the airport, you can virtually forget, at least in the short term, uh-huh. you can virtually forget a carry-on of any type at
right.
all.
I don't got no problem with that.
But I mean, no phone, no Crackberry, no iPod.
They don't let you take phones on board anymore.
No. Everything's got to be checked, and this is the
Ooh.
Problem.
Well, that's you know.
What if you're one of those cats like me? Mm-hmm. You like going fancy free. The beautiful moment is when you get off the plane. You think, hey, I'm not one of those suckers that has to go down and wait for my luggage because I'm carrying it with me.
Mm-hmm. How many trips have you and I made over the years where we just brought the carry on and that was it? I mean,
right.
we all. That was kind of the rule.
At least now in the short term, we're all going to be doing carry-on unless you just want to buy your supplies.
I mean, we're all going to be checking our bags.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Right. Yeah,
I don't have a problem with
it. We'll have no carry-on.
I seriously don't have a problem with it. I mean, if it does prevent these scumbags from doing it again, you know, what the hell? And you know what? If carry-on bags go away, you know, maybe they'll go away forever. I think it might happen because, I mean, what are they going to say one day? Hey, the threat's gone? I don't know I think we might not see carry-ons for a long time.
No, I mean, well, this is why I thought we should talk about it later, but we can talk about it now.
Okay, all right.
I think it'll probably, you know, we should
it'll
do the
probably
vagina.
Pass, I suppose.
I'm sure that it will be relaxed, but in the next month or so, you know, especially coming up on the anniversary of 9/11, you can bet your ass, you know, that you're going to be walking through the security, you know, and you're just going to have maybe your car keys?
Well, no. Right? The way I understood it, you can take carry-ons on. You just can't take liquid gels or shampoos or anything like that.
Yeah, but
I
also heard electronics.
Cell phones.
I saw on TV today they were taking people's phones and iPods and they were checking them.
Right. But do they give them back to you and you take
them
on the plane?
Yes.
Oh, well, so then it's not prevented. Well, what is it?
What is what?
Do they give the way I understood it, Buzz, was that it's not like you give them the iPod and you get on the plane and then someone comes up to you and says, here's your iPod back. You have to wait until the plane lands.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No, that's when you get it back.
After
arrival.
What I'm saying. That's
it's
what
like
I,
checked baggage.
That's
basically.
What I'm understanding.
See,
is
all
that,
I heard today was the liquids. That was all. They were all about the liquids and stuff. You can still take
the thing
carry-on
is,
bags.
If you have if you have a cell phone or a Crackberry
like
or something.
How do you like to be at the airport today doing this?
That's how you light the device. That's how you trigger the device.
Detonate it, yes.
Yeah,
right.
With an electronic piece of crap. So today you had people, they showed them just throwing. They showed this one lady, obviously from New York, just like Joan Rivers on steroids.
And she's had a few cosmetics on
her.
She's got
the big, gigantic fingernails and the Peg Bundy-type sweater on.
I mean, we're talking nail polish, mascara, everything.
I am having to pour away $500 worth of cologne.
You know, would you rather have pieces of your body floating down to the, you know, to the ground, for God's sake, you know, really, you know, we're so stupid sometimes in this country. You just deal with it. I mean, we are, you know, if there's one thing I agree with, we still are at war. We're at war with these people. There are people every day that are trying to figure out ways to kill us, to kill other people in Western European countries.
Hey, I saw your boy on TV today. Saw him laying in Green Bay.
Oh, really?
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
And you know what? First thing he says, I want to thank, I'm proud of Tony Blair. I want to thank him for his work.
And thank you so much.
And then it was like a commercial. Mm-hmm. You know, and the feeling I got listening to Bush was like, what he really wanted to say was, well, I see that everybody's against his little war I've got on terrorism. Mm-hmm. What do you think now, suckers?
Right.
I mean, pretty much that's kind of the attitude.
I hope it's not his attitude.
He was not a total swinging dick about it. But
because really, I mean, is he trying to tie this into the whole Iraq thing? Does he make it sound I think we could put more resources
towards our ongoing battle against terror.
Exactly.
And this is why we must stay the course and why we must be united and our enemies will never stop.
Amazing.
After us, and
do you feel the same way?
Don't bring shampoo on the airplanes,
right? I mean, it's not, but it is.
I can't live without my moisturizer. God damn it!
It is.
I'm serious. Will they supply that in first?
It is kind of.
Are we going to go back to plastic knives and forks again?
Well, probably. I mean, you know, we're just gonna we have to deal with this forever,
right?
Forever. I don't think this is going away. This isn't like an army.
Well, then why don't they just make all the planes like Con Air? Oh, you remember that great movie with Nicolas Cage?
Right. I think they could do a million better things to keep airplanes safer. I think it's ridiculous.
You get in a plane that's used to move convicts around. Mm-hmm. You put everybody in a cage, and you chain them down, and you strap them down. And
you know one of the things the Americans, we have too much stuff anyway.
I love Con Air.
So, I mean, we have all this stuff.
No, I disagree,
Mike.
We
have stuff. I'm king of stuff,
and you're king of stuff, too.
But I could do without it. If you have to, and you know you're going to the airport, you know it'll make boarding a hell of a lot easier
if we don't have
carry-ons.
Right.
But, of course, when you get to the airport, it'll be, you know, an hour and a half to get your bags because there are going to be thousands more people waiting in line to get the bags.
Christ.
But that's not going to change. That's always been that way.
Unless you're one of the jet setters like me. Cram the bag together, get that vacuum sealer thing, put like a week worth of clothes in a bag you can carry on your back, and boom, you're done with the crap. Now I'm right back in line.
How do you feel about it? You haven't really said how you feel. How do you feel about, you know, these restrictions, right? I mean, I say we have to deal with it.
How do I say this and not sound... I'm not anti-American. I'm not anti-this. I think it's knee-jerk. I think it's, you know, these guys are five steps ahead of us.
I totally agree with you about it's knee-jerk, but it's probably something we should have done two months ago in that regard.
We caught them on this. So it's like, okay, we caught them on this. Now we're going to make sure... No matter what you do, no hair gel ever on a plane again. Well, don't you think that these guys are thinking, hey, all right, they figured out our hair gel ruse.
Right. Let's
move to plan B.
Don't we still put unscreened cargo on our planes?
Yes.
On our commercial airliners? That hasn't stopped yet?
No.
And all the stuff coming into port.
So, you know, I mean, I'll agree. They're in a tough situation. I don't know what I would say.
Yeah.
I think the
guys, seriously, at TSA, they get so much crap. People have forgotten so quickly.
Hey, Buzz.
But they do a fantastic job. I really think they do a great job.
I think we finally have time to hear your TSA story.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You didn't get into it with the Did you get into it with the TSA guy?
I did, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Things were a little different then. Today is maybe not the best day.
Look at how red he is. Look at how red he is.
He did. Buzz, the bus is pulling up, and Don's got you by the collar. He's throwing you under it right now.
Well,
there you go.
Okay.
Tell
you
a little story, Buzz.
No. Yeah. Save it, Buzz. Right. Save it for another day.
All right.
I'm just
have a lot of cosmetics.
I'm just goofing on you.
That was the problem.
I'm just goofing with you.
I think it ought to be like Batman in the movie Batman when he messed with the cosmetics. Mm-hmm. We don't use cosmetics anymore. The Joker. The Joker, yes. When Joker made people die because they were using the certain cosmetics.
Hi, Joker.
New and improved Joker products.
And in the unbridled joy of living in the Midwest part of the country. Nearly a month to go now until Labor Day, and I've arranged. I'm going to take my daughter and her husband and the grandkids down to Florida. We're going to go to the place that's not Disney.
Right.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So immediately today, God bless her, I got the call from the Heartland.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? I said,
"Well, there she is now." I thought I turned that off.
I thought that was a sound effect.
So did I.
I'm sorry.
Fit right in.
Just have to take a call.
Just a moment.
Hello. Hey, John, I'm on the air right now. Sorry. I will.
John.
I will. I'll call you.
We can hear what the guy's saying. Mike, it was John. He needs you to call him.
I come in here now. You know, I got a new phone, and I come in here now, and the first thing I did.
I know. It's a delicate balance for you, Mike. Which is restaurant, radio show.
No, I came in here seriously and turned the key volume off.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
I saw you messing with me.
Didn't you see me do that?
If you bump the button, it changes the setting on the ringer.
It does what?
Changes the setting on the ringer.
It does?
Yeah. The button on the side.
Oh, the button on the side changes.
Yeah, and if you bump it.
I don't have to go into this thing every time?
No.
Now, right there. Here's where I got it.
Shouldn't you really call John?
See where it is right there?
Yeah.
See, now I put N on my phone, and that's supposed to vibrate. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Would you like to check your phone until after the flight?
Hold on a second. We'll give it back to you.
You know, I think you're going to have to give us your phone at the beginning of every show. Put it in a bag.
No.
Put it in a Ziploc bag.
Jesus. I hope it's turned off now. I really hope it's turned off.
You want me to look at it?
No, I'm fine. I got it. I'm having a little issue with that thing working the right way. I always put it on vibrate when I come in here. And here it is in the beginning of the show.
So your daughter called from the Midwest.
Buzz, thank you. And she said, do you think we'll be safe?
Because she was scared about all the news.
Flying down to Orlando there.
Right.
And I said, honey, we're going to be fine. We are going to be just, it's a month from now. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. He said, but, shampoo and stuff for the kid. I said, if it doesn't fit in the bag, we'll buy it when we get down there.
Exactly.
Don't worry about it.
And, you should tell her that. When we have these things happen, airports become safer than when they're not.
Sure. Right.
They're looking out for people.
I told her that.
That's what I try to tell myself.
I told her that, and then I said,
And have a lot of cocktails before you get on the plane.
Right. Nothing to worry about. I'm looking forward to it. I'm so glad that our relationship is as solid as it is. I love you so much, and these tickets are non-refundable. So get your family's ass down to Florida.
Get on the damn plane.
Just get on the snakes on a goddamn plane. Countdown to snakes on a plane. How long, Head? Any idea?
I think it's a week from Friday.
Week from Friday.
8 days, Don.
And the thing is,
effing planes off, effing snakes off my effing plane.
And I also heard they did a reshoot. Now there's bare breasts in it and a snake on a bare breast.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Now we're going
turned
to the
on.
Movies.
Yeah. Sam Jackson's breast.
And the thing that's weird with all this, I mean, I planned to do this like 2 days ago. I'm going to the movies tonight. I'm going to see that World Trade Center movie tonight. I'm going to actually go see it. So, everything just ties together
Enjoy.
At the same time.
Good for you. Have a good time.
Tonight, you're going to call me. Are you going to call me guy for going to see it?
No,
or what?
I think maybe today would be an odd day to...
Yeah.
Go see that movie.
I think that for everything I've read about the movie, it's not exactly what, like we're going to be doing cartwheels coming out of the theater.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is it a musical?
It's not a musical.
But I need to read about it.
All I know is that Jesus answers when I call. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Tonight?
Yeah. Yes.
High definition. I don't give a sh.
Hey.
I don't give a.
You don't care.
Right.
Backup.
A rat's
again.
A.
Thanks. It's preseason. I don't care, baby.
Is there a game tonight?
Your Indianapolis Colts at your St. Louis Rams.
That's not a bad game.
8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. It's got your man, right?
Peyton Manning will play for about two plays.
Will your man be playing?
Which
Torrey,
man?
Torrey?
Oh, Torrey. I've got men on both teams, Mike.
Yeah, you've got Peyton and you've got Torrey Holt.
I've got my two men, Torrey Big Game Holt and Peyton.
Hey, how you doing?
Manning.
You do seem to have an extra spring in your step. That's an NFL spring. You're wearing some of your NFL. Of course, you always wear your NFL stuff.
Yeah, but it's my new fancy coach's stuff.
That is the new stuff, and now you're excited.
It's new from the Packers catalog.
When is the first Green Bay preseason?
Saturday night, 10 o'clock against San Diego.
But who's counting?
I'll be watching it.
That's good.
Oh,
you know, it's so funny. Your sports fandom is just beginning to bloom. It's just that the bud hasn't even burst yet as mine begins to wither and fall off of the plant.
Oh, is this, is this the part of the year where you're going to be sure that your guys are going to...
The suck socks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. You lose two in a row to the Kansas City Royals. F you. That's what I say. I'm mad. This is my mad time, okay? This is my mad time for all the expensive, overpriced guys that are, you know, that leave it up to one or two guys, you know? No, I'm not going to say that, Rob. I'm not going to say the Boston Red Sox.
It's a better pun.
Not looking real. Yes. You haven't heard me this way in quite some time. I'm feeling pretty low about the prospects for this season.
Give me the newspaper.
I don't know if I predicted. Did I predict anything at the beginning of the year?
No, we don't do
that. Did I do my usual?
No, we don't do that since they...
No, but you know, it really just sucks when you can't hold a one-run lead against the Kansas City Royals, worst team in baseball.
I was checking my notes. You predicted 150 wins for the Red Sox.
Let's see. Boston's record.
Going to fall short of that one.
You got a lot to cry about,
Now, that's USA Today, so they won't...
Hold
that
on.
Will
just
not,
stop.
That will not show you that they're three games now in back of the Yankees.
But hold
the
on
Yankees
a second.
Won and the Red Sox
hold
lost
on a second.
Last
oh, my team's no good. My team's no good. My team is 65-46. Jesus, stop your whining. Christ, they're 20 games over 500.
Doesn't matter. They're in a very competitive division.
Is it?
I don't ask much from you, girl.
Is it their fault?
You don't. Please don't chastise me when it comes to the Boston Red Sox. I can whine if I want.
No, you can't.
Hey, it's whining time. We're all whining now.
You can't.
All the fans are whining. All the fans are whining. There's nothing you can do to stop me. I'm going to whine, whine, whine.
You can't whine about that. Jesus Christ.
Yes, it's. You know what it is? This is not. Yes, this is the beginning of the slide. This is the beginning of the slide.
What if you're in Kansas City, 39-73?
This is the easiest part of their schedule. This is when they should be mopping up the floor with these guys. They're going to go to the tough cities now. Well, maybe they'll turn around.
Yeah, they're just resting on the road.
They're just resting. Sure they are.
Sure they are.
Yeah. No, but it's, you know, it's kind of depressing.
Yeah,
it's depressing to be 19 games over 500.
They're behind.
In August.
They have
and
slipped.
And three games out.
They were four games
That's
in front
depressing.
Of the Yankees.
And get the cyanide tablets.
The
give Big Poppy a cyanide tablet.
Don't you realize
tonight?
That I live and die with these guys every night? I watch the games every single
162
night.
162 games.
I know. I can have my moments. This is the low point of the season so far. This is very depressing. It really is. You know, I know that. Not that bad, though. Not as bad as this song. No, I thought this team was. Not going to walk away with it. I didn't think they were going to win the division going away, but man.
It's August, Mike. They're three games out.
Well, get their ass together. Look, the Yankees are winning, like, again and again and again and again.
Hope you're having a good day today.
I am having a good day. I didn't have a good night when I watched that game.
It's going to turn around for the Yankees.
You know what I did? I was a bad fan. I went to sleep early. I didn't watch the whole game. They scored their four runs, and I'm like, oh. Kansas City in the bag. Boom. They came back and won.
It's going to turn around on the Yankees because none of them are going to be able to bring their Derek Jeter cologne onto their airplane.
I forgot he's got a cologne.
It smells like grapefruit and moss. It
smells like feet.
Let me just say they're going to love this. When we come back, what it feels like to have two vaginas, brought to you by Ford.
Oh, no.
Bold moves. There you go. That's a good team player. That's what I like to hear. Oh, no. Oh, no. Thank you, Leah Spiewak. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Something funny that I might have to get a phone call about. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, so it's the vaginas and it's Leah, which I guess means the vaginas.
Yes. Yes.
We'll be talking about three of them.
Three.
Of them. Three. Three of them when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Floyd the Barber time. I don't even know what the story is. The story is that there's a...
They've turned their house into a Mayberry house.
That's
into
it.
Andy's house.
Like right. Andy's house.
All right, well, let's get Floyd in here, for God's sakes.
Donnie boy.
Floyd the Barber.
It's a fine studio. I haven't been over to your new digs, don't you know? Really, look at nice. Rockville, Maryland. Far away from Mount Pilot. Real happy to be here. What'd you bring me by for? Ooh.
Oh, we want to. Well, first, I want to tell you about an amazing story we read.
Amazing story. I heard it coming in here, driving in my car. Actually, fake driving. I got a driver. Used to pretend that I drove, you know. I may be here. Yeah.
After the stroke.
Couldn't move my right side. It propped me up, made me look like I was driving the car. Really, really, really didn't have any chance to drive it. Oh, no.
You would not be interested, because I know your sexual preferences.
Sure.
In a woman with two vaginas, right?
No, poo, E-U. Floyd never went that way. No, we all got together. We like men. We like men. Howard Sprague and Emmett the Fix-It Man, both the Pile Boys. Goober. Gomer. We'd always hang out together. They're good boys, those Pile Boys. Mm-hmm. They had the right name, that's for sure. Especially Gomer. Gomer's a good boy. And then every now and then the darlings would come down from the mountaintop. You know, we'd have a good time back in the checker room. But, you know, I love the smell and the way men look. Ooh, I sure do. That's why we had the secret handshake club.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because that really is.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to wax nostalgic about the good old days of Mayberry. Briscoe Darling, he was a rugged old codger, wasn't he? Really, real good guy. Let to pull on his beard.
The secret handshake was really a... Well, what the hell? I mean,
well, you can talk all about it now.
I mean, I'm worried about the
this
FCC.
Day it's, and time, right. Yeah.
It's one man reaching out and holding on to another man.
Oh, no, stop that. No, what it was a secret handshake.
No, it's not two guys shaking hands.
Yeah, it was gay checkers is what it was. It was gay checkers. We'd play gay checkers, and the winner'd always get whoever he wanted.
Oh.
I always wanted Barney. Yeah. Barney never wanted me.
The late Don Knotts?
Oh, yes. We were active gay checkers is what we do as many times as we could. We love doing that. I love all the boys. I'd like to say a big shout-out to Aunt B. She liked our reindeer games, too. You know.
How did
she did? Aunt B was special. She was real special.
How did Ron Howard turn out so normal?
Oh, I don't know. He's so silly normal. That's what we all say. Look at how normal he is. He has his big director's ball cap on. Oh, direct Cocoon and direct that latest one about the Bible. Oh, Da Vinci Code.
Right.
Yeah. We didn't like old Opie. Yeah. We scared his hair away is what we did. He didn't want any part of it. He said, "You're not normal." He said, "What's normal, little boy?" Yeah, come over to the fix-it shop. We'll show you what normal is.
What's
that
normal?
Emmett could go all night long.
What's normal? A bunch of men having sex in the 1960s behind the scenes.
We were bored. Sure. We were bored. I'll tell you about Mayberry. We didn't have a lot of fun because we had to have each other because the girls weren't really around. All the girls were you taken by Andy. Andy
well, what
had
about
Thelma Lou.
Helen Crump?
Yeah.
Thelma Lou?
Yeah, Thelma Lou and Helen Crump, the only two in town. So we had to do is make our own fun, Donnie boy.
Right.
We had to make our fun anyway. And once you try it, you never look backwards. Really, it's more fun. Much more fun. Better times with boys. That's the way I look at it. Lots of good times had by... Yes, Donnie boy.
Floyd,
ooh.
Are you at all up to... Are you one of these celebrities that doesn't want to be known as Floyd the Barber?
Oh, no, Well, first of all, I'm dead, and so I don't mind being known as Floyd the Barber at all. I'll do anything. If I could go to all the reunions, I'd go back and do the reunions. How's your newsman doing? Hey
Floyd.
Hey, how
you
doing? You still wearing those tight shirts you got there?
Sometimes, yeah.
Our druggist, Ellie Walker, had feminine odor like you were talking about the other day. Boots Inky. Gets real hot down there in the Carolinas. Yeah. I don't mind telling you. Real, real hot. Absolutely. Ooh.
Hey, you know, we were
I think I just had another one.
Oh, no.
Another mini. A mini stroke, you know. Yes, just a tiny little one. I might have a little lazy eye, don't you know, while we're doing the interview.
You still have the spastic colon?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Not as bad as Sprague, though. Howard Sprague had it. You know, I tell you something. He'd wear that bow tie, and he'd have all sorts of problems with his bowels, don't you know?
Sure. Yeah.
Howard Spray, I want to say hi to all of them. I love the whole town. What a great town.
Yeah.
Barney, it's so nice to have you with us up here in heaven. Took a long time.
Are you raping him now?
He took a long time to die. What an evil word that is.
Yes,
everything's consensual in Mayberry. Everything's consensual in Mayberry.
But I remember you saying that when you were on the earthly plane,
yes. You
wanted to taste the flesh of Don Knotts,
well,
and you were never allowed to.
Well, one time when we got him real good and liquored up, Otis came over and had that big jug with the XX on it. And Otis brought that jug in, and Barney's just a little petite man, and all it took was a couple of highballs and before
so
we showed him our highballs. Yeah. Hey, Don's here only wearing a Mr. Furley scarf. That's all he's got on.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Mr. Furley. Yeah, I hate that
company show.
I do. I told Ritter as much when I got up here.
So have you had?
I said, Ritter, your show sucked. You made Don Knotts a cartoon. We made him a character actor.
Have you had Don Knotts up there?
Oh, well, yes.
You know.
On a regular basis. Yeah, but I still like all my friends that are up here, too. I like Emmett. We're going steady.
Is it consensual between you and Don Knotts?
It was, yes. Well, consensual if you call a guy bent over double, just really drunk out of his blooming mind, consensual. And he said, "You want it, Don?" He said, "Yes, sure, Floyd." And then next thing you know, it's all done. And then he woke up with a powerful headache, don't you know? And
his head hurt.
And that's not the only thing that hurt.
Ah.
Yeah, a little Barney. Fife. I said, "I want Fife. I'll teach you how to play my fife."
Time for some Andy of Mayberry Fun.
Want to join my fife and drum corps, Barney?
We're going to call Marcia Shireman.
Marcia Shireman.
From Clear Lake, Wisconsin.
Oh, Heartland, Wisconsin. Go Badgers,
there.
Yeah.
She ready to go on the air?
Ooh, boy, what's she doing? What's she all about? What do you want me to ask her about? Hmm?
Hold on a second there.
She got a house decorated like Andy's.
Not for on air.
Bed and breakfast, actually.
Oh, bed and breakfast.
That's
well,
looks
yeah.
just as
Get
Andy's.
A life,
you
then.
Go ahead and dial that.
It looks what?
As Andy's house did on TV.
Oh, that silly goose. Eh? Why is she doing something
honored.
Like that? It's kind of foolish. Why'd she make my barber shop?
Well, that's a good idea.
That's a better idea.
Someone should.
Yeah, you can go and get your hair cut, bed and breakfast.
There you go, Rob.
You eat eggs and
Line
sleep.
Line is ringing and Rob is getting her now. So, Floyd.
Eating eggs and sleeping's not my idea of a good time.
Floyd, you're going to be talking to a lady named Marcia, and she and her husband have turned their home into an exact replica of Andy's house from Andy of Maybe.
Well, I'll be polite like I always was.
Good.
Yeah. Be realistic, Rick.
You want a little trim there? Can I give you a little trim?
Hey.
Hello.
Okay, let's.
Hello.
Let's see if she's there. Hello.
Hello, Marcia. Hello, Marcia. Can't hear you. Oh, no, the hearing's completely gone.
Hello, Marcia.
Hello.
Marcia, hi, it's Floyd the Barber. How are you?
Hi, Marcia.
How are you, sweetie pie? open up a little bed and breakfast, did you? Yeah, how's it going for you? Are you turning a profit, are you?
Let me say, hi, Marcia. My name is Don, and
why
that's my
she
friend Floyd.
At me?
Marcia has a website called TaylorHomeInn.
What's that?
.com.
What's a website? Is that a spider thing? What's going on? I've been dead since. Does your bed and breakfast, Marcia, have handicap access? Would I be able to get my, would they be able to wheel me up, you know, into your little kitchen,
Marcia,
so I can have a blueberry muffin or
Marcia,
two?
What is it that made you want to turn your house into a replica of Andrea Mayberry?
That's a fine question. That's a fine question.
Tell me, what is it, for God's sakes? For goodness sakes.
Well, who wouldn't want to live in Mayberry? Right.
Well, I live there. I agree. It's a fine town. Yeah. Fine town on Sunday. We'd all go down to the town square, and Otis would play the tuba. And
now, listen,
I'd play the flugelhorn. You know, we'd have a great old time. Is your house just like Andy's was, Marcia?
It is just like Andy's. It sure is.
Oh, good. It's got real plumbing.
I'll tell you something else.
What's that?
They met on the internet. These two.
Oh.
Marcia and her wife, who have this tribute to Andy.
Marcia.
They met on the internet in an Andy Griffith chat site.
Well, Marcia. Marcia, yes. You there, hon?
I'm right here.
Yeah, the internet. Dude, tell me all about that. What's that? What's that all about?
What is what all about?
What's the internet? What is everybody saying? Web, internet, what's that do? Is that a new vacuum cleaner or something?
Yes, that's it, yeah.
So you met your husband. Are you in love? Are you very much in love?
Oh, absolutely. You know
what I was in love with? I was in love with the idea of being with Barney Fife.
What is your favorite Andy of Mayberry episode of all time? I'll tell you right away, mine is the one where...
I like the one where I go to Mount Pilot.
Where Opie accidentally kills the bird.
Yeah.
My real name is Howard McNear.
But I'll
always be Floyd.
Right. What is your favorite episode, Marcia?
My favorite episode is not one that most people choose. My favorite episode is the Christmas episode.
Hold
on, Floyd.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the one with the old cranky guy from the department store across the street.
Oh, can I tell you two about mine? Never saw air, you know. We made it ourselves. Can I tell you about mine?
Yeah. Please do, Floyd.
Oh, this is good. You stop me if you get bored, but I think you'll like this one, Marcia. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Yeah, listen to this. We all filmed a late night episode when all the crew had gone home and Andy mined the camera, and we all got down to our birthday suits, and then we called the episode Barney Goes to the Pool. You would have loved it, darling. I don't mind. I'm drooling a little bit. Let me get my spittle cup.
Now do you have people coming through your house like Conway Twitty did back when he has houses in his
museum? Conway Twitty. Country artists. Yeah.
Do you have?
We've had a lot of people that have come through, but so far we still have a lot of people that have called that want to get in that I'm not sure when we're going to fit them in.
Well, Marcia, let me ask you a question here, okay, darling? If I would say to book a night at your Mayberry house, how much would it set me back? You have a senior discount or anything like that? Do you have anything special? You serve booze? You serve booze in the bed and breakfast? You serve booze. Alcohol, darling. You know. Floyd needs Floyd needs his Manhattan, you know. How about some shine, moonshine?
You need two fingers, don't you?
Yes, two fingers of bourbon every night for Floyd. Makes
and two
sleep.
Fingers.
And two fingers, yes, in the fountain. How much does it cost for a night there, Marcia?
The least expensive room on the least expensive night is $75, and the most
Floyd is on the floor.
You have
knocked a dead man off his feet.
$75. Oh my God! I'll buy the whole goddamn house for that. 75 beans. Are you talking American or pesos?
Floyd, $75 now is like 25 cents back then.
I'd have to cut hair for 2 months to make that.
Yeah.
That was my whole retirement account. What are you talking about? 75. Is that the cheapest room? Is that the cheapest room you got, Marcia?
Is
it the cheapest room?
English. It includes breakfast, though.
$75. It's got its own bathroom.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. are the bed knobs made of gold? Do you have a gold fixtures?
No.
What do you get for the 75? What kind of breakfast do you serve?
Oh, goodness. I fix enough to make you completely full, at least until lunchtime or later.
I go down to the diner and get completely full. I want something special for $75. Oh my God. Really. I got to work a lot of heads to do that. That's for sure.
Marcia, we want to thank you for being on the show.
she going away?
Yeah, her website is TaylorHomeIn.
TaylorHomeIn.com. $75. Taylor Richin is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Anita at the diner, fill me up for 15 cents.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I get
you do that then.
Waffles, scrambled eggs, pancakes. Uh-huh. They said that contributed to my stroke.
Yes, it did.
Nice talking to you, Marcia.
Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you.
Y'all take care. Come see me.
Okay.
Yes. Wow. That's not real nice. You betcha. $75.
It's all right, Paul.
You don't know.
That's 75 joint.
$75 now is like what it costs to go to a movie with a couple of friends.
I'll cut your hair for a nickel. I'll shave you smooth for a dime.
How much you charge for a BJ?
Oh, free.
Of course.
Free in Mayberry. Have to come by after 8 p.m.
Isn't that how a lot of people used to pay their parking tickets?
You bet they did. Everybody did. Andy did that. Yeah. You'd see Andy late at night. He'd take care of all your tickets. Make them wash away like nothing ever happened. Andy'd say, come on in there. Except if the old fat-ass Otis was in there. Then he couldn't do it. Otis may have been a drunk, but he knew everything that was going on.
Sure. Was Otis one of you guys?
Yeah. He'd come by, but no, he didn't take care of himself.
He was just a looker, wasn't he? He was a watcher, wasn't he? He wasn't a participator.
Expunge the record, I say. Oh, I thought she was a fine lady, even though she's a little pricey. Oh. Fine lady, Don.
Well, nice having you around, Floyd.
Ooh, what's this model? Is this a rectum?
Yes, it is.
You get that? That's a nice little toy, isn't it?
Yeah, a lady just brought that. She's a lady who sells hemorrhoids brought that by today.
Oh, you want to talk about that? I'd go all day talking about that. That's for sure. Bye!
I think they're calling you
out. I'm floating away.
You can't take that with you.
Bye, Buzz.
Bye.
So long.
Put that down.
There he goes. All right, well, that's the interview with the Mayberry lady.
Why, he really didn't like that $75.
No.
Well, he's not why he got so upset.
Inflation and all.
Didn't know what the internet was.
Doesn't know. No, not the web. He was totally confused.
The web.
Yeah, but he still looks good.
As good as ever.
He truly does.
Yeah.
He looks fine.
Floating in. What's his real name again?
Howard McNear.
Howard McNear.
Right. Howard McNear.
Thank you, Kyle. We've got to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.